What was a childhood like? I was born in a small mountain village in China. Ever since I was young, our living conditions have been very bad. Since I was 6 years old, after school, I would help my family members do the chores and take care of the animals, such as the cows and the sheep and the chickens. Because our family was very poor, I have to help out even during the summer, spring, or winter breaks. What was your education like? Because of our poor living conditions, we barely have enough food to put on the table for everyone to eat. Because of that, I stopped going to school at the age of 15 and got ready to go to work. What kind of jobs did you do? Were they hard? After stopping school at the age of 15, I went outside into the world and started doing work. My first job was as a cement mixer within a construction site. It was a very tiring job. One day, while I was working, I was very tired and nearly collapsed. My colleagues brought me to the hospital to see the doctor. The doctor told me all that work was bad for my body, so I had to stop doing that. But because I have no other source of income, I have to ignore the orders of the doctor and still continue doing the job, even though it's bad for my body. Did you do any other jobs? After recovering, I started working at the construction site again. One day, me and my colleagues decided to go to a restaurant and have a party. During that time, I saw the owner of the restaurant cooking. I took a great interest in cooking and asked him if I can become his student. Without hesitation, he answered me, "Sure, but you'll have to pay me $300. Back then, $300 was the equivalent of a year's salary. It was not an easy choice to make. I had to work a whole year in order for him to teach me how to cook, but I do not have time to wait for all that. I asked my family for money, but since they are also very poor, they could offer very little. So in the end, I have to earn my money and also borrow some from my friends." Did you like your new job? How did it go? After studying cooking for about 1 year, I was finally able to cook and work in a restaurant. I started working at the owner's restaurant for quite a while. Everything was rather fine. But soon, the place closed down due to its low income. I have to find a new place to work. I was looking for a new job when I met my friend who also works in a restaurant. He showed me to this new restaurant that is much larger than the one before, and they had an empty spot open. The only problem was that spot was basically what you call the fryer position. The pay was not very good, but to feed myself, I still have to do what I have to do. One of these days, I will probably get to the top, but I don't really know, so I have to still work there. One day, while I was working, it was very busy. The owner of that shop came in shouting and looking for the fry cook, who wasn't apparently there that day. So, without anyone else, he had to use me. I started doing the fry cooking and all sorts of other cooking that's required within the store. The owner took a liking to me because he saw my potential in cooking and replaced him with me. He was rather mad, but you get the idea. I worked in that restaurant for several more years. I met my wife there, and I had one kid. After working there for quite a while, roughly about 3 years, a friend called me from the United States. He asked me, "Do you want to come to America?" Well, everyone in China wants to come to America because it's supposed to be the land of the free and the land of the opportunity. So without hesitation, I said yes. He asked me, "Do you have a degree in cooking?" Thankfully, I do. And I told him so. He replied and said, "Well, I can get you out on the basis of you cooking for me as my cook. I work in a really large school." With that, my dad was very happy and agreed to join. We went to a different state to sign up for the so we can transfer to the United States. After filling out all the required materials, we just keep on waiting. It took a very long time. We were scared. We weren't sure if we were going to make it. But in the end, it did. I was overjoyed. I told my wife that we're going to America and we had to get ready soon. But then there's another problem. My mom, who is living with me, is in her 70s. She is very old. If I leave to the United States right now, she'll be alone. Our closest relative, which lives very far away from us, have their own problems, so it's very hard for them to take care of an elderly. I wasn't sure what to do. In the end, we have to go. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We cannot miss this chance. If we do, chances are we'll never have another chance at this. My mother, who is really old now, isn't like the normal people. She is a bit loony in the head. She's a bit crazy. Does many different crazy stuff that my sisters do not really like. That's probably one of the reasons why they won't take her in. But after persuading them and talking them over for very, very annoying long periods of time, they finally agreed to take care of my mother. So, me and my family decided to pack our stuff. We waited for a very long time, and our wish finally came true. We got our passports ready, we got our plane tickets, and whatever left that we own as we head towards the airport. We got onto an airplane for the first time in my life and my family's. We were amazed at how this hunk of metal could fly in the sky. It was rather amusing, really. We were flying above the clouds, above the sea, to a new land. A land filled with opportunities. Or at least that's what they say. Was the U.S. different in any way? Were there anything that you expected? When we arrived at the airport in the United States, we were greeted with something that we probably won't call what we thought was the United States. Within all the commercials we've seen, the United States was a beautiful place with a Statue of Liberty standing in a harbor. All tall skyscrapers covering the sky. But what we saw was much, much different from that. It was a bunch of brick buildings, run down, and looks extremely old. I still remember, right after we were getting off the plane, my son asked me, "Daddy, is this really United States? It looks nothing like what we saw on TV." He was right. It looked nothing like it was on TV. In fact, I'm not even sure we made it to the right country. But my friend was waiting there, so I'm guessing we got to the right place. It was just so much different from what we had thought. Even though it wasn't a beautiful place, there is. We have a way to support my family here. A new start. A new beginning. Start everything from scratch. So now, after moving all over the United States, experiencing many things, stuff, seeing many places, we now have our own little store to call home. It's not the biggest store, really. But it's a nice little place. It's a place where we can stay safe and warm. A place where we don't have to worry about other stuff. We only have to take care of ourselves. It is still very far from a dream we had when we first arrived here. But it's still better than before. So I guess while it isn't the best of ideas to come here, it certainly wasn't the worst.